Palantir's immigration machine ICE paid Palantir for an immigration OS platform built around targeting, tracking, and removal logistics. The strange part is how plainly the record says it. ICE did not ask for a spreadsheet. It did not ask for a dashboard with a cute little filter menu and a motivational footer. It paid Palantir for something with a colder name, Immigration OS. That is the part that should make the room go quiet. Not because the word is theatrical, because it is not theatrical at all. It is boring in the exact way powerful things prefer to be boring. The machine is in the wording. ICE described immigration enforcement as a life cycle, a targeting problem, a tracking problem, and a logistics problem. That is not background noise. That is architecture. Wired reported that ICE is paying Palantir $30 million to build an immigration OS surveillance platform. The timeline 2009. Peter Thiel writes the political premise down. In a Cato Unbound essay, Thiel wrote, "I no longer believe that freedom and democracy are compatible." 2011, Palantir enters the ICE trail. Wired reports that Palantir has been an ICE contractor since 2011. 2014, the case management layer becomes part of the agency body. ICE's later justification says Palantir could configure the case management system it had already provided to the agency. 2016, the privacy paperwork shows the pipes. A DHS privacy assessment described ICE's investigative case management system as support for investigative and enforcement casework. 2025 Immigration OS arrives in the record. ICE adds a $30 million Palantir award for an immigration lifecycle operating system with targeting, self-deportation tracking, and removal logistics functions. What Happened, Wired reported that Immigration and Customs Enforcement is paying Palantir $30 million to build a platform called the Immigration Lifecycle Operating System, or Immigration OS. The reported purpose is not vague. The platform is described around three central functions: choosing enforcement targets, tracking self-deportation, and streamlining the process of identifying and removing people from the United States. That is the story. Not a rumor shaped like a story. Not a feeling with a username, a federal enforcement agency, a private software contractor, and a system name that turns human movement into operational flow. The language matters because bureaucracy is where power goes to stop sounding violent. What the record shows, the reported Immigration OS functions are simple enough to fit on a whiteboard and ugly enough to stain it. Targeting and Enforcement Prioritization ICE described a capability meant to streamline selection and apprehension operations with priority groups including violent criminals, gang members, and visa overstays. Self-deportation tracking. The system is supposed to give ICE near real-time visibility into self-deportation events and feed that information back into enforcement prioritization systems, immigration lifecycle process. The system is supposed to streamline identification and removal, including deportation logistics. Notice the stack. First, the person becomes a target. Then the target becomes a tracked status. Then the tracked status becomes a logistics problem. That is not just software. That is a machine for turning records into movement. Why Palantir matters here? The federal justification reportedly said Palantir was the only source that could deliver the prototype quickly because it had deep institutional knowledge of ICE operations after more than a decade of support. That is the sentence that keeps tapping the glass. The agency did not merely want a tool. It wanted the vendor that already understood the agency's organs. Palantir's role is not strange because government contractors exist. Government contractors exist so aggressively that the Pentagon should probably have a punch card. Palantir's role is strange because the company sits exactly where modern power likes to sit, between messy public institutions and private systems that make decisions faster than accountability can walk. The Thiel part, Peter Thiel is Palantir's co-founder. That fact alone does not explain Immigration OS, but his published political philosophy is part of the weather around the company. In 2009, Thiel wrote at Cato Unbound. Thiel's 2009 Cato Unbound essay contains the line, "I no longer believe that freedom and democracy are compatible." The essay is not an ICE procurement memo. It does not say, "Build an immigration operating system." Precision matters, but the philosophical shape is still worth noticing. Thiel argues that politics is too constrained and that technology may offer escape routes beyond it. Years later, the company he co-founded sells software into the state itself. not outside politics, but deep inside its enforcement machinery. That is the pressure point. Technology sold as escape becomes technology used for control. The pattern hardens. Older surveillance had props, cameras on poles, case folders, radios. Men in cheap jackets pretending the newspaper had not been upside down for 15 minutes. New surveillance has procurement language. It says near real-time visibility. It says life cycle. It says prioritization. It says logistics. And because the words are clean, the thing underneath gets to feel clean too. Receipt 01, ICE is paying Palantir for Immigration OS, and public reporting describes targeting, tracking, and removal logistics as core functions. Receipt 02, Palantir has worked with ICE for years, and ICE pointed to the company's institutional knowledge as part of why it could deliver quickly. Receipt 03, Thiel publicly wrote that he no longer believes freedom and democracy are compatible. The turn. The concern is not one isolated contract. The concern is a private operating layer becoming the nervous system for public enforcement. What survived the clearest version of the story is also the most unsettling one. ICE wanted an operating system for the immigration lifecycle. Palantir had the agency history to build it quickly. The system is framed around targeting, tracking, and removal. The founder's old writing says democracy and freedom are not compatible. None of that requires dramatic decoration. The decoration would only make it easier to dismiss. The plain record is sharper. Someone gets identified. Someone gets prioritized. Someone gets tracked. Someone gets moved through the logistics layer. And somewhere, the dashboard gets cleaner. The machine learned to speak office. That is why it passes through the room so easily. It does not arrive screaming. It arrives as a platform. Sources, Wired. ICE is paying Palantir $30 million to build. Immigration sam.gov. Opportunity page referenced in the Wired report. Federal Procurement Data System contract record for the ICE Palantir Award. DHS Privacy Assessment for ICE Investigative Case Management. Peter Thiel, The Education of a Libertarian,